I was just a kid, just like hoping for that, like, you know, wondering if I could ever reach my potential. If I could say the letter R, like I said, if I could say the letter R, then I could do anything in life. So these little things in life that kind of knock you down, but like, don't let them knock you all the way down so that you can't get up, because I failed maybe 110 times, and then finally I stood up 111th, and I made it. But I got knocked down a lot of times, but I kept standing up, so.
Welcome to the Social Ray Podcast, where we highlight inspiring entrepreneurs and social media influencers who've used social media successfully to build their business and follow their passions. Discover the mindsets, strategies, and advice that will help you take your business to the next level. Now, here's your host, Raymond On.
Interview, I talked to my friend Zach Benson, and he's a good friend of mine, and I've met him through social media over the years, and he runs his own travel network that, you know, crosses over millions of followers, and he's been able to use that to stay at five-star hotels for free and, you know, get comp nights, which usually cost $2,000. So you're going to learn about how he's able to do that. And, you know, Zach first started off with his passion of dancing. You know, he used to be very shy and introverted, but he came out of that through his passion of dancing, and he taught dance around the world. He's traveled to over 50 countries now, and you know, just inspired to see how Zach took his life literally from being someone who was a shy kid who couldn't pronounce the letter R correctly to being someone who's, you know, teaching people, teaching millionaires and very successful people social media. And so, you know, his story is very inspiring personally to me, and I hope it inspires you on whatever journey you're on. And, you know, to stay up to date with the latest interviews, please subscribe to my podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And also, you can stay up to date with my emails. I'll have the link in my bio or in the show notes. And also, you'll get information on the latest social media tips as well. So thanks, guys, for listening. And I hope you guys enjoy this interview with Zach. All right. So, hey, guys, I'm with my friend Zach here. And he's a travel influencer. And he has his own social media growth agency and managing agency. And what he's done is use his travel influence to travel around the world and get free hotel stays and get a lot of great deals where, you know, he was at just in Bali where he got, you know, comped 2K a night hotel stays. And then it's just crazy what he's done with Instagram. And just kind of, can you share your journey into what you're doing today?
Yeah, well, dude, thanks for having me on, bro.
Yeah.
Me and Ray, we've been good friends for a while, online friends. But yeah, basically, guys, you know, in this past year, I've gotten over 170 nights for free in some of the world's finest hotels and five-star resorts for myself and my friends. So anywhere from 2K a night to like 500 a night. I have a Maldives trip coming up in June. That's a 25K in value trip. So 6 nights in Soniva Johnny. It's the hottest hotel where all the celebrities stay at. Wow. And yeah, I'm doing all these like Instagram campaigns for these hotels, helping them with their social media and management. So now we're at about 40 clients that are on monthly retainers. And yeah, things are going pretty well. Definitely blown up this past year.
Wow. So like, where were you before all of this? What were you doing before? And how did you get started with social media and entrepreneurship?
Yeah, well, so before this, like, I studied, I got my degree was in, you know, Spanish, so I'm fluent in Spanish, and then health promotion. I was a personal trainer for 1 year, loved it, taught me about sales, but then I was, like, working, like, 14-hour days, you know, from, like, 5 a.m. to, like, 10, 11 p.m. at night, so it was just too much, and I got burned out. After that, at that time, I was still, like, a dancer, so I was a professional dancer, was on So You Think You Can Dance 3 times, auditioned, E-Season, made it a little bit further, and then taught dance around the world. So before all the social media stuff, I was basically, you know, a dance teacher, traveling the world, teaching dance clinics everywhere I went. So like 50 countries now.
And you used, I remember we talked, like you taught around the world and you made money and you just traveled around the world, right? Teaching dance.
Yeah, exactly. So I decide like where I wanted to go to, like, so let's say like maybe like Bangkok, Thailand. So I searched all like dance studios in Bangkok. All these studios popped up. I messaged them. I called them up. I'd say, hey, I'm coming your way. These are the dates. I'd love to teach a dance class at your studio. Let me know if you're interested. And pretty much did that all around the world and made it a full-time career.
So, like, how many, like, countries have you been in? How many places?
Now, I say I've been to, like, 55 countries.
Wow.
But see, guys, the thing is, like...
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Okay.
And, I mean, I know it's hard to tell because us, like, Koreans, like, dude, we look super young.
Never age.
You never know. You never know. But I'm 31, right? I've been to 55 countries. I've been to most of these countries, like, 5-10 times. Because my way of traveling is, like, I want to go back and see my friends that I met. I want to go back and see how the country, the city's changed. You know, visit some old cafes that I used to go to. Things like that. That's my style of traveling. I have other friends that are, like, 31. They've been to, like, 200 countries. I'm like, that's crazy. Yeah. So, it's just different travel styles, but... Yeah, I love it. I love travel.
What have you learned, you know, as you traveled a lot? Like, what are some things you've learned? And kind of, yeah, it expands your mind, right? But, like, what for you, what's the value for you in traveling?
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like if I'm not traveling, then I'm not living, I'm not growing, I'm not learning about myself, other people's lives and cultures. Like, that's so interesting and different to me. And so I feel like how I've been able to, like, advanced so much in my career and my life is because of travel, right? So the things that I've learned from these other people is to understand people better because life is all about people. Like whatever you're trying to do, you're trying to like sell your product, your service, you're trying to sell yourself to others. Like being able to understand and meet people and become friends with them and connect with them from different cultures and in different languages and all around the world, that's a lifelong skill that you're going to be able to use and apply to anything in life. So it's basically learning how to talk to people, listen to people, understand them, make them feel good.
Yeah. But I know from what, like, I've known you for a while, you shared your story before, but you weren't always that confident, you know, person who would be able to talk to people, right?
Yeah. Like, guys, like, man, like, 10 years ago, like even when I was a kid, you know, growing up, I couldn't say the letter R until I was in my 20s. Like, I was diagnosed with a speech impediment, and basically, I wanted to quit because I hated going to classes, and the teacher was like, if you quit, Zach, no one's going to be able to understand you, you probably won't amount to much, and yeah, you won't be successful in life. And I heard this when I was, like, 8 years old, right? And I believed that lie, so I never talked. So I was very shy, very nervous, not confident at all, low self-esteem. School was a hard time for me, a very difficult time in my life where I was depressed and, yeah, until I found dance and that kind of gave me my voice. And then after that, my confidence went up. I made more friends. I believed in myself. But still, I didn't say the letter R until I was in my 20s, like a sophomore in college. And that's when I learned to, like, talk to people. And I forced myself to talk because I'm like, if I could say the letter R and just talk normally, I could do anything in life. And so once that happened, I started to put myself out there.
Yeah, and I want to, like, talk about that because, you know, just because what one person said, just because of what one teacher said, that basically disables you in your mind from ever putting yourself out there. And so, like, I'm sure a lot of people can relate that, like, because of what someone said to them or what happened, like, they just it just disables them from ever even putting themselves out there again. And, like, for you, luckily you found dance to give you, like, that outlet of expression. But you know, it's just so many people go through that of, like, not believing in themselves and just not even being willing to put themselves out there because they lack confidence, they lack, you know, that self-belief. And so is there anything, like, you could tell people, like,
yeah, you're right. So the world is, like, crazy and it's mean and people say things that hurt you, that make you feel bad, right? We all have these wounds and these scars, like, inside, right? We've all been hurt. But it's like learning to ignore the hate messages, learning to ignore, like, this negativity, because a lot of people, they just take things too personally and they let it eat them up inside and they believe those lies forever, and it depresses them and it holds them back. But I guess my advice is, like, you know, it's good to have your friends and other people tell you, like, what you need to hear to, like, learn and grow, maybe about your weaknesses. And, you know, having your friends and close loved ones, like, being critical of you, criticizing you on how you can improve. But they're saying that so that you can get better because they love you and they care about you, right? So for the other people that are out there, and we all have haters, you know, it's good to listen to them, but not to believe those lies, and just to believe so much in yourself and to tell yourself that you can do it and that you have what it takes and that you are enough and that you're good enough. And if you surround yourself with other people that can build you up, affirm you, and encourage you, and you yourself are believing that and constantly learning and growing and becoming better, eventually your dreams will come true, right? If you don't give up. So that's the thing, is staying persistent, consistent, and never giving up until one day it happens.
And like, you're like a living example of it, right? And it's just like, it's crazy how it all starts like in your mind. And like a lot of those self-development books and the gurus, they all say it really does start in your mind. You know, like your success starts with your mindset, which is why it's so important to like read and like feed yourself positive messages. Because if you don't, then there's just so much negativity in the world. You're just gonna, that's all you're gonna take in if you're not like consciously feeding yourself, right? Positive affirmations and messages to yourself to build you up. So
yeah, exactly. And just one more thing, it's like, guys, I was made so much made fun of so much in high school and in middle school. Like, I didn't really have any friends at all, right? Because I couldn't talk normally. Like, when I was called to read in front of the class, like, my hands started sweating, I got super nervous, I hated public speaking, I hated doing talks in front of the class, and kids would always make fun of me. But like, what I learned is that, you got to do something that can build up your confidence, right? So for me, that was dance. Maybe it's like you learning how to do a backflip, learning how to do something crazy that like scares you, but you do it anyway. And then once you can like do it, you're like, I can freaking do anything. Like, and then you just keep building it up and building yourself up.
And it all starts with like that one step, right? You're not gonna like conquer the world and speak to millions of people if you can't even go and, you know, conquer your fear speaking in front of, you know, your friends or in front of class or something like that, right? Like baby stuff. So
exactly.
Same for me. You know, when I first put myself out on social media, it took me like tons of tries to put myself out there. I was self-conscious and like hands are sweaty, but like, you know, if you don't overcome that fear, then that fear is gonna just take over you. It's not just going to take over like that moment, it's going to take over your relationships, it's going to take over like every area of your life. And so until you decide like you're not going to stand for that anymore, then you're going to keep living that way. So, you know, and also want to like kind of ask you, so Zach's very good with people, he's very good at interacting with people and kind of just developing a connection with them. That's why he's been able to travel around the world and, you know, make these connections with millionaires and really successful people and get free hotel stays. Because, you know, there's a lot of people with Instagram influence, they can't even get the deals he gets because of the way that he writes or the way that he communicates. So, like, what are some, like, give us some examples of that and, like, tips.
Yeah, so some good examples.
Yeah.
Example, like, number one, you always have to express an interest, a genuine interest in someone. So whether it's on the plane or you're on the bus or wherever you are, you know, compliment people, make them feel good, show them that you're interested in their lives and what they're doing, what they're reading. Like, oh, hey, what book is that? Or tell me about this book, it looks interesting. You know, things like that, like being able to strike up a conversation anywhere, it just starts with a smile, being nice to people and showing interest and like you care. So that's number one. And then to like how I'm able to like make all these connections, like at these hotels, these 5-star hotels that are $2,000 a night or $500 a night, is, okay, think about it. Like all these people that are there, they're paying that money. So they have to have a lot of money, or, you know, they're probably pretty successful and have good businesses. So you know, it's just maybe at the bar or like at the pool that I just ask them these questions. Like I just strike up a conversation and be like, yo, like, where are you from? Like, what are you doing? How long are you here? And then I'm just like super chill and nice about it. And they start to open up. I listen and then ask them a bunch of other questions, like about their lives. I think because people love to talk about themselves. Or like number three, when I'm at an event, I get into these events for free as media. And I get into the VIP rooms and I just interview them on my phone because everybody, again, likes to talk about themselves, share their story, talk about their business and their passion projects. And so I just ask them questions. I'm like, here, guys, you have an audience right now that's live and I want to interview you and I want to ask you a few questions so that you can share some knowledge, drop some value for my fans. Does that sound cool? And they're always like, yes, I'd love to. And then I exchange my business cards and I'm like, let's stay in touch. You know, we can do some things. And then I hit them back up. Awesome. And I send them the interview and we hop on a call. And then we do business.
Cool. Yeah. So you don't go straight in for like the business card or like, what can I get from you? It's just you develop that connection, right?
Yeah. Because people are handing out business cards too fast. People are trying to like make connections too fast, sell things too fast. You need to slow down to go fast. Right, you need to slow down and do the right things, which is expressing interest, complimenting, listening, making them feel understood while they're talking. Right, and you guys can learn how to do that from this book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Chapter 5. Yeah. Seek to understand, then be understood. That's how I got so good at listening.
Mm-hmm. Who is it by?
It's by Stephen Covey, and I read that chapter like 6 times, and I just applied. Went back, read, applied, and improved my listening skills.
Yeah, and if you guys don't, you know, like reading, you could use the audiobook. I have that on my audiobook. I'm still on it. I've been on it for a while, but
yeah, get through it.
But it's really good. And you know, one thing I want to note is like, you know, we stand out because first of all, as Asians, you know, like in Asian culture, you don't want to talk to, you know, people, especially who are not your race. You know, they have like this. Like mentality of just staying together, but like for you, you've been able to get out of that and you've been able to like express interest in people despite their, you know, their class or status or race, right?
It doesn't matter, right? It doesn't matter because like, okay, maybe you guys are on the plane, you're sitting in economy, okay? And you're like, well, cause I travel on economy sometimes. Sometimes I say business, other times I'm in economy and I'm sitting next to one and maybe it's this really bigger person sits next to me. I'm just like, oh no, like I'm already big. You know, I've gained some weight because I'm eating so much. And I'm like, this is just not going to work for like 12 hours. Like, man. And then they like get up like 5 or 6 times to use the bathroom or stretch their legs. And it's just making me crazy, right? I'm like, man, this person is annoying me. But then what happens is they ask me a question and you know, it makes me feel good. And I'm like, they're like, well, what are you going to do here or here? Like, I see that we're going on the same flight. Like, what's your plans? And they ask me that question. And then it's like, you know, I let my guards down. And then I just answer them because you have to always be friendly. You never know who you're going to sit next to. And then this happened on my last trip. And it ended up being this Korean guy who owns like all the notebooks, like, and the biggest like paper and notebook company in Asia, right? So he has like factories all over Asia's multimillionaire. The reason why he was sitting in economy was because he booked a multi-flight country trip like me, like on Skyscanner. And so sometimes they put you in the economy because it doesn't work out like that on business class. Mm. And then we just talked for like 2 hours and he dropped this crazy knowledge.
What was something he shared?
I mean, dude, he was just like writing this book about like left brain and then right brain type of thinking. And just, I mean, he spends all of his time like reading books and writing. And I guess like what he taught me is like, you know, that I should be reading more, writing more. And the more books I read, the better writer I will be. Because you get to see other people's like writing styles and their flow. And then that can improve my skill, which is something I'm trying to work on, is another way to share and express.
Is there like a favorite book you have besides 7 Habits, Highly Effective People?
I mean, the Traveler's Gift, because I like to travel. It's like this guy goes on this journey to in the past and meets all these famous people like King Solomon and Abraham Lincoln, and he asks them questions about life.
Like a fiction? Or
yeah, kind of like that.
Interesting.
And it's like this guy gets in a car accident, he passes out, goes into this coma, and then he goes on this journey.
Wow.
Because his life was so messed up, and he was about to quit and lose his family and job and everything. And then
so he gets wisdom from all the ancient Greece.
They taught him the skills and the things that he needed to make his life better so he wouldn't lose it all.
Wow.
It's called The Traveler's Gift. I like that book a lot.
Cool. And to transition to back to social media, you're good at connecting with people in person, and on social media, it's like a whole nother, first of all, you don't see the person behind the account sometimes, and they don't know you, and it's just you don't know if you can trust them. So how have you developed connections through social media for you?
Yeah, when you have a big page, guys, you can pretty much talk to anybody and do anything for free. It's not like I deserve or I feel like I'm entitled to these free things, because I'm all about giving value and over-delivering in value so that I just get these free things like hotel stays. That's how it happens for me and how I've been able to do that. But also, when you just message people, and you message them or you email them, it's actually just, I take a look at their page and their products and their services and their website. I look them up on, Google and Facebook sometimes. Yeah. If that's a person I want to connect with, I'm just like, man, you seem like a really interesting person. Doing a lot of interesting things. I would love to connect on a Skype call and just hear more about your story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's usually what I do. And you never know who you're going to meet. And you can meet and talk to anyone on social media.
Yeah.
That's how I met this guy. That's how this guy has met so many other people.
Yeah, it's actually crazy because a lot of people think, social media disconnects us, but actually you can use it to connect with people you might not have ever connected with, like us. And, It's just, I think, how you use it. And I think I want to point out, it's how you use it, because a lot of times people come off across on social media as, I just want something from you, instead of, providing value and seeing what you could do for them. But, behind every big account or, just any account, there's, a person behind it, Mm-hmm. So, I was just on an interview, I was telling them that, just reach out, develop, a genuine connection, really get to know them instead of asking for something from them. A lot of people don't even DM them or ask, direct message them or message them, because they think they'll never see the message. But, you'll be surprised at how many people will respond back. And especially if you come across as someone very, just genuinely interested, like you said, in what they're doing. And you might develop a business partnership, or they might help you out in some way. And don't do it just to be in the back of your head, I want to get something, just genuinely connect. And I think that's what, I guess social media has led to that, but also you could reverse that by changing your intention when you use social media, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well said, man.
So, for you, what are you working on now? What are your plans? And
to get stronger. No, guys, I was injured, so I'm a dancer, right? And I got injured a couple years ago. I hurt my back, had two surgeries, hurt my foot. So I've gotten out of shape from so much travel and so much good food and not exercising. So now's the time for me to start working on my personal health and, my spirituality too, because as I was traveling, life goes up and down, finances up and down, faith up and down, health up and down. And both of those things are very important to me. And when they're very high, my relationship with, God and people and business and everything is just so much better, because I have a clear head, I'm focused, I'm in tune and present in the moment, and not all these other outside distractions and bad things aren't distracting me anymore, because I'm able to focus on bigger things, which is, God and people. So to me, that's the next goal. As far as business-wise, I'm trying to launch my other two academies in full launch mode. We've already done beta for Six Figure Dancer Academy, teaching other choreographers how to scale, brand, sell, and market themselves, and teach dance clinics everywhere they go, just like I have. And then Tribe Influencer Academy is like my other one that just teaches normal people that have a passion and desire to see the world, because it's so beautiful and I want people to explore it. But the truth is, travel can be expensive. So in this academy, I'm teaching normal people how they can leverage my Instagram network and get free travel and create awesome memories and learn about themselves, right? Because that's what life is about. So I'm focused on those two things, I guess, for business.
Like, what would that look like to, what do you mean, like, your travel network?
Yeah, because, so guys, I mean, think about it, like, and the reason I did this was to show that anybody can do it. If I can do it, you can do it, right? So I don't have a personal Instagram account. I mean, you guys do not need to have a big network, and you don't need to use like credit cards and save up points, because I hate the points. I don't do that stuff, right? So when people get access to my academy, they get access to my 12 million travel network between me and my friends. And so what happens is that, you know, people can basically leverage our accounts and reach out to hotels. Okay, so they can say, hey, I'm Emily, I'm an Instagram influencer with a 12 million network, Tribe Influencer Network, and I'm coming your way and I'd love to stay at your hotel and collaborate and showcase your experience with my followers. In exchange, I can do this, this, and that.
Do you get like a cut, or like what do you guys get? Just from being a part
of
it?
Yeah, well, so like people can become a part of it, and then I'm like, okay, because let's say that you have a trip coming up, like maybe you want to do a weekend getaway with your friend or your boyfriend or girlfriend or wife. Maybe you want to, you have a longer vacation that you want to plan with your friends in the summer. You can basically pay us for placement, okay? So you can pay us like maybe it costs you like, you know, a few hundred dollars to go on like a, on our 2 million page and then our 100K page and then a few other pages, like a total of 5 pages, right? Mm-hmm. And then we can get you like 5 nights for free in Bali.
And then you'll do the emailing, or they do the emailing?
Yeah, so they gather the emails.
Yeah.
I help them put an email together. Well, in my academy, it has all the email templates, but they need additional help. Okay. I can help them and
awesome.
Seal the deal. So.
Awesome. Yeah. So where can they find out more about that?
Yeah, well, people are already seeing results right now. Uh-huh. You can just go to tribeinfluencer.life, tribeinfluencer.life.
Okay.
Is my academy.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, that's a smart way to go about it. Yeah. So,
yeah.
I mean, like, so once you get those launched and everything, like for you, I know you're in the middle of a relationship and all that, but
yeah,
like, I don't know, like, what would you say to those who are like seeking direction? You know, like, there's a lot of people who are looking for direction. I know I was there and just kind of lost, and they're just maybe even listening to this podcast and thinking about, wow, like, that's cool, Zach, you're doing this, and Ray, you're doing podcasting, meeting these cool people, but like, how about me? You know, like, what's something you would like say to them?
Well, I mean, guys, if you don't know where you're going, then how will you ever end up, right? So you kind of need to, in order to find that direction, you need to look inside of yourself, reflect, write, journal. But you also need to ask for other people's opinions, people who've been there, done that. You need to find online mentors. You need to read books about personal development and finding your strengths, right? And then also just trying things, right? Just doing things. Because I feel like if you have no direction, then make something happen. Set a direction. Set goals. Make a course. Make a journey, go on an adventure, right? Document it, create content, write about it, share it. And through these different experiences, by just simply doing these things, you're going to be able to find yourself. The way that I found myself was through travel, studying abroad. Two times, Spain and Mexico. I caught the travel bug. Since then, been all over the place. So I think by maybe doing something that you've always wanted to do would be a good way to find yourself and learn about yourself. And then it's just all self-knowledge, like learning the little things that make you happy, little things that make you tick and angry, and just that discovery of yourself. And by knowing yourself more, then you'll know what to do.
It's kind of like Gary Vaynerchuk says it a lot, but self-awareness is like one of the most important, I don't know if you call it a skill, but it's very important for you to just be self-aware of who you are, how you're wired, and what, you know, what you love. Like for me, I love talking to people, sharing their stories, and like inspiring people, empowering them, you know?
Yeah.
And
eucalyptus soil.
Yeah, and like just giving them like hope and inspiration and so, and advice. And so practical advice. So are there any kind of practical tips you can give them that they could work on right away?
I mean, I would start by asking your very close friends, like people that know you the best, people that have known you for a very long time, people that you share your secrets with, like asking them straight up, to be honest with you, how you can improve yourself, of how you can become better. And start with the person in the mirror, which is you. But each one of us has these different blind spots that we don't know about. And it takes other friends and loved ones and people close to us to point them out. And by having that humble mindset of like, and accepting like, okay, I do have some things that I can work on. And by working on those things and then developing yourself, you're going to create a mentality like that's more positive, that it's more humble, a growth mindset. You guys need to have a growth mindset because your attitude is everything. So finding different ways to improve your attitude and way of life and just simply making stuff happen and taking initiative and not being afraid of failure. Like that's the most practical way. Other is just finding someone that you really respect and look up to and saying that, like, hey, I respect the hell out of you. I respect the heck out of you because you've done this, this, and that. And I've been watching you on your journey, you know, do so many amazing things and help so many amazing people. And I just want to let you know that I really admire you. And I would love to learn from you. I'd love to, you know, hear your story. I'd love to for you to mentor me, even if it's just, you know, once a month or however much time you could have. Like, I would love it if you could just pour some knowledge into me, some wisdom. And when you're hungry like that, whether it's your college professor, your high school teacher, anyone online that's written something that's inspired you, don't be afraid to reach out to them, guys. Like, that's how I found a lot of my online mentors, is because I just randomly wrote them, or I randomly called them, you know, or I randomly messaged them on Instagram. The world is amazing, and you can connect with anyone, but make those people feel appreciated, respected, and loved. And when you do, that's going to come back to you, and you'll learn a ton of things.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, before we wrap up this interview, I always end with this question. And, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know why, but the question is, if you could go back in time to your younger self when you're, like, lost or looking for direction or just looking for, you know, some kind of guidance, and, like, what would that be? And the reason I ask that is because I've been in that place of, you know, not having had, bless you, not having
cats.
Had... We have three cats here, but yeah, I've been in that place of not having had someone to like look up to and really get that advice from. So, you know, I'm sure for you, you've been in that space and you found your way out of it, and you know, you're where you are today. But what would be something you would say to your younger self if you could go back in time, or maybe to someone who is in the same place you see?
Yeah, I think my biggest advice would be like, to my younger self, would be like, Zach, you have what it takes. I believe in you. You know, I trust you. I love you. Like, you're enough. Like, you're good enough. Like, you're going to face some hard times in life. You're going to get hit down, like, knocked down. Life's going to throw you a bunch of punches and, you know, curveballs. But in the end, it's all going to be worth it if you can make it and you persevere and you find good friends and find good mentors, and it's all going to be all right, you know. So I was just a kid just, like, hoping for that, like, you know, wondering if I could ever reach my potential. If I could say the letter R, like I said, if I could say the letter R, then I could do anything in life. So these little things in life that kind of knock you down, but, like, don't let them knock you all the way down so that you can't get up. Because I failed maybe 110 times, and then finally I stood up 111th, and I made it. But I got knocked down a lot of times, but I kept standing up, so... That's just the way of life. You just gotta keep moving and failing forward.
Yeah, it's like what they say, right? Like, double your rate of failure, and then you'll find your success, right? And so,
yeah.
I just wanna.
I like that.
It was not what I thought of, but it's true. When you hear all these successful people talk, they failed way more than a lot of their peers, and that's why they're where they are today. Like Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba, he was rejected from KFC, and, you know, like, Walt Disney was told his ideas were not creative enough, you know, and so it's like, but they failed at such a young age, they were able to learn and grow from it. So yeah, definitely just take a risk, whatever it is that you just thought of through this podcast, just whatever that idea was, just take action on that. So
take a risk, just do it, just make it happen.
Yeah.
Dude, why not?
Well, what's there to lose, right?
Yeah, why not? Just go for it.
Yeah. So
do it, man.
Thanks for being on the interview.
Dude, I love this guy. Thanks for having me. It's been fun, man. It's been fun.
Hey guys, so I hope you enjoyed the interview with Zach. And if you want to connect with him, you can find him at Tribe Influencer. And also you can connect with me as Ray.on on social media, on Instagram. And, you know, if you guys enjoyed this interview, please leave a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. And also, if you want to be a part of my Facebook group where I teach social media and have, you know, other people come in and teach as well and network with other like-minded entrepreneurs and those who want to, you know, learn about online business, learn about social media, then, you know, feel free to send me a message on Instagram or sign up for my emails and I'll send you more information. So thanks guys for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.